Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
One hour down, two more to go. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Whew. I was about to say Austin and Chris, and then I went to look at you, Chris, and I almost said Austin. So that was really confusing. Either way, Chris, my name's Austin. Nice to meet you. Talking to you, we had a pretty loaded first hour, and we've got a pretty loaded one this time, do we?
Yeah,
not?
We really do. It's going to be busy. But we're not the only ones busy. The folks down at 221 Palafox Place, of course, this is the elections office, Supervisor Robert Bender, they're going absolutely full speed ahead down there. They confirmed the mailing of domestic civilian ballots got underway this week to those who have vote by mail request. Federal and state laws require military and overseas ballots to be sent no later than 45 days prior to an election. Florida law establishes a window for mailing civilian ballots between 40 and 33 days prior to Election Day. I say this because as November gets closer, states are cleaning their voter rolls. Fox's Alexandra Hoff is in Washington and has more details on Democracy 24.
Democracy 24.
Several states have pulled thousands of suspected non-citizens from their voter rolls. In Texas, of the 6,500 found, Governor Greg Abbott says 1,900 appeared to have voted before. Ohio's Secretary of State found that 138 appeared to have previously cast a ballot. Here's Chad Ennis, Vice President of the Honest Elections Project.
Those are real numbers that may not affect a presidential race, but can certainly affect a city council race, school board race, a mayor's race.
Some argue that the numbers prove there has been no large-scale voter fraud. In Alabama, 3,200 suspected non-citizens were removed from the voter list. In Virginia, it was 6,000. We don't know how many had voting history. So how does this happen? One theory is paperwork confusion at the DMV. Nearly half of U.S. states allow undocumented citizens to obtain driver's licenses, and 25 have automatic voter registration when you interact with the DMV. In Washington, Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.
Okay, I want to remind you that nighttime traffic adjustments are in effect for motorists using Michigan Avenue this evening. The affected area is Mobile Highway to North Palafox Street. Nighttime lane closures and traffic shifts take place between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. in downtown this weekend. They had a lot of enclosures around the Bayfront area. I don't know if it's Parkway area down there. But anyway, you know, they're going to be shutting it off this coming weekend.
Right.
Same area down there because of the Seafood Fest.
Oh, yeah. And that's, I mean, Seafood Fest is great, but man, that's a hectic
spot.
We're doing
some construction or something, but now it's big time Seafood Fest. And they set that up beginning 11 a.m. on Friday morning. They'll have those big digi boards out there telling people, you know, a couple of blocks away, detour. So it's happening this weekend, Seafood Festival.
All right. And one man is dead and another in jail after a shooting in Beulah last night. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says they responded to a shots fired call on Rebel Acres Lane about 10 o'clock last night. An unidentified 40-year-old man was found dead in the yard with a gunshot wound. 33-year-old Dennis Herrera was arrested after a traffic stop a short time later, and he's now charged with second-degree murder and is being held without bond at the Escambia County Jail. The sheriff's office says the suspect and victim had previously been roommates and were involved in some type of disagreement. The investigation is ongoing.
Okay, we can just maybe file this under you need to take action on this if it applies. There's a medical recall you need to know about. Lactaid. You familiar with this product, Lactaid?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it can be helpful for people with lactose intolerance. However, there is a concern over a recent shipment that might be a danger to people with nut allergies. H.P. Hood, they sell Lactaid, lactose-free dairy products, launched a voluntary recall of five different 96-ounce containers. Works out to about 3/4 of a gallon of milk because they may contain trace amounts of almonds, which isn't listed on that label. Lactaid was shipped between September 5th through September 18th to locations here in Florida.
Mm. 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads, it's been pretty usual stuff, I would say. Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, has some backups. So does North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. We actually do have an accident report there right as you're going underneath I-10. That's going to push you back past Creighton Road at this time. Also, got some congestion if you're trying to get on the off-ramp from I-10 onto North Davis Highway. Got some issues in that area as well. That's if you're getting off of I-110. So just very, very heavy backups near the North Davis Highway and I-10 areas. That is going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Highway 29. And outside of that, it's just a few more of the usual spots, such as Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees with a low of 73 tonight. And tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 89 and a low of 74. Sunny for the bulk of your Tuesday. May have some rain chances as we bleed into Wednesday.
And a couple of minutes from right now, about 5 minutes from now or so, we're going to be speaking to our good friend Corey McKern. He's the artistic director over at the Pensacola Opera. If you've got any questions you'd like me to ask Corey, we already had one come in earlier today about etiquette situations. Should you applaud during the opera? That's one of the things we'll talk about. Maybe you have some concern about maybe how to dress if you go to the opera, or what is the proper etiquette? Go ahead and text us. What's that number, if you don't mind?
850-437-1620.
Okay, Corey McKern, he'll be in live a little bit after 5:20 in just a few minutes right now on News Radio 92A3. What was that?
We worked our way there. Yeah, News Radio 92A3.
You knew what I was talking about.
But I'm very happy you mentioned that, because we are going to take our break a couple minutes earlier than usual. So when we return, we'll have that sit down with Chris and Corey, and then we'll send you on your way into the Fox News break coming up right after this.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The Bible is truly the most amazing book ever written. Its words are not just inspirational, but are inspired by God. It's the only book that is completely error-free from cover to cover. The 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, are a love letter from God to you. The single storyline of redemption was penned by 40 different human authors, each one guided by the divine Holy Spirit. Joshua 1:8 encourages us to meditate on the Word of God day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take time today to read your Bible.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
David's Catfish House in Milton is the proud recipient of the Best Catfish from Best of the Bay for 9 years running. David's would like to thank the voters, their loyal customers, and hardworking staff. For delicious Mississippi catfish and delicious southern sides, we'll see you at David's Catfish House, Dogwood Drive in Milton.
Congratulations to all the Best of the Bay winners.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the role that faith plays in people's political choices and how a lot of people who are voting in the presidential election don't believe either candidate is particularly religious or Christian and appear not to be bothered by that at all either. Also talked with Habitat for Humanity about their community land trust concept and what it means for affordable housing, and the vital importance of reading full books rather than just excerpts in education. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 522 here. Chris, you've got a tidbit for us, do you not, before we get into our interview here?
The tidbit is I enjoyed going to many discos in New York City, listening to that song back in the late 70s. Good stuff. Hey, afternoon, everybody, and welcome to News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you this afternoon. Want to set this up. We're going to be welcoming into the show in just a second here. Corey McKern, Artistic Director over at the Pensacola Opera, got a lot of things to talk to him about. Some very exciting things coming down in their new series, so we want to talk about that. But let me talk about this past weekend's box office. Beetlejuice continues its reign on top of the weekend box office. I don't know why. But it is what it is. All right, Fox's Tony Grinaldi has more on Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Tony Genualdo. A beloved comedy horror franchise is once again on top at the weekend box office.
If you say his name three times, he will appear. Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose.
Beetlejuice stays in the top spot for the third week in a row, gaining another $26 million this week to move to $226.8 million in earnings overall. The Tim Burton film edges out Transformers 1, which debuted in second place, earning $25 million.
Now is the time for us to stand up together as one.
The Optimus Prime origin story stars Chris Hemsworth, Brian Tyree Henry, and Scarlett Johansson. And in third place, it's the James McAvoy horror Speak No Evil, which collected $5.9 million for a two-week total of $21.5 million. For Fox on Film, Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Okay, Tony, we're getting you ready now. And let's welcome in. Go ahead, let's welcome in Corey McKern, Artistic Director over at the Pensacola Opera, joining us this afternoon. Hey, Corey, how you doing?
Good, Chris. How are you?
We're having one of those artistic type of afternoons here. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know you and I had a chance to chat a couple of days ago about we both have the immediate love for opera, and living in Brooklyn, we used to call it Tar Beach up on the top of our apartment. But like on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock, you could hear the music. People would lift their windows, and you could hear the opera reverberating through those buildings. Do you know what I'm talking? Can you feel that?
I can. You know, New York is full of people that that love opera. It's a great place. I lived there for 9 years, and so number one, I can definitely relate to sitting on some roofs, having some great times, and you know, the opera makes it all the better.
It really does. It's just something about the environment, the atmosphere, the uniqueness of an opera. You guys are doing a free brown bag thing tomorrow at 12 noon downtown, aren't you?
We are. Our office is at 75 South Tarragona, and we do called Brown Bag Opera. You bring your lunch, and it's a really great event. I think we're sold out tomorrow,
but
you never know. Come on by or take a look out, and look for the next one. But, yeah, those are pretty popular events, and they feature our studio artists singing a lot of great repertoire.
Well, the old saying is, it doesn't hurt to go ask. Maybe there is an opening, you know, slip on by there at 12 noon tomorrow. Getting
Absolutely.
Ready. Getting ready.
The neighborhood for your lunch.
There you go. Getting ready for the 42nd season of the opera. Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro featured in January. Let's talk about the opera. I don't know if you were listening early, but we've been taking some questions from listeners about the opera and what they would like for us to chat about this afternoon. And one of the things that came up, and I thought it was very interesting, is it appropriate to applaud during the opera?
Listen, we'll take any applause we can get. Opera singers love compliments. So we don't care what you wear. We don't care when you clap. We just want you to be a part of it.
And I
grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, and when I told my dad I wanted to be an opera singer, he said, "I've never heard you whistle." And my my mom said, "We don't even know people that go to opera." So we, both my wife and I, who Chandra McKern is the general director, we didn't grow up with opera, and it's something we found and loved and have worked in a long time, and we're happy to be producing it here in a city that is just absolutely amazing. It's the best city I've ever lived in.
It's important that the opera's here, just for the cultural aspect of our city. It's just that unique twine that makes things just seem to fit a little bit better, doesn't it?
I think we're very fortunate. You know, I've said many times, we're so fortunate in Pensacola to have five full-time arts organizations that are really thriving, and then other, artistic groups that really do well. And we're lucky how supportive our community is. Such a small community supporting such great art. Very fortunate. And, you know, I'm happy to raise my kids in a place that they have. I'm actually I just dropped my son and his buddies off at soccer practice.
Love it.
And I'm happy they get a variety of activities here, including we go into the schools, we do a variety of things. So, yeah, I think Pensacola Opera, part of our major mission is to be involved in the community. And not only our main stage, you know, we're doing Marriage of Figaro in January, which I'll be directing, and Pagliacci in March. But we do a very unique event in Pensacola called Jukebox Gala.
Yeah.
That is this Saturday, September 28th, out at Pensacola Beach in the Hilton. And this is our 20th anniversary of that event. And it's something that's been very unique to Pensacola Opera and very special to us and our community. So we're looking forward to it.
Do they share these funds with the artists that do participate in our community at different events or so?
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, let's repeat that one more time. The Jukebox Gala, 20th anniversary over at the Hilton, Saturday, 6 p.m. to 11.
Saturday night.
You guys are going to rock it, aren't you?
Yeah, this is a great event, particularly if you've never been to opera. We bring in 8 or 9 singers, and we sing opera's greatest hits, Broadway's greatest hits. You never know. We sang Bohemian Rhapsody last year, and it's always a fun event. And the Hilton is a great venue. It's exciting. It's one of our best events of the year.
Okay, sure. Be honest with me, Corey. When you see a TV commercial on with J.G. Wentworth, and they've got the whole operatic crew, don't you have to laugh a little bit?
I do laugh, and I always wonder, man, I wish I could have gotten that job.
That was a pretty good gig.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know who their ad creator was, but I like it, actually.
Okay, Corey McKern, listen, you're not going to be a stranger around here with us. We're going to keep you in the loop around there. Is that okay?
Yeah, I would love it. I would love it. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday night. Corey McKern, Artistic Director at the Pensacola Opera. Don't forget to make plans for Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro featuring January 24th through 26th downtown. So some good cultural entertainment coming your way in downtown Pensacola. And I was so excited. I'm going to zip down before I do the show prep tomorrow. I'm going to go down and do the brown bag thing.
Really?
Down there and say hey to everybody and thank them so much for listening.
All righty. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we got another interview coming up, do we not? Travis Tompkins, right? I don't want to get his name
wrong. Of course. There you go.
Okay.
OC.
I'm John Saucier. Former President Trump holding a panel discussion with the Protecting America Initiative in Smithton, Pennsylvania, talking about concerns over China's involvement in American farmland.
4 years ago, 5 years ago, you were doing better. All farmers were, they were doing better than they ever did. And now they're doing very bad. I mean, I hear more complaints from farmers than almost anybody, and that's the backbone of this country.
Well, Trump won Pennsylvania in 2016, but lost it to President Biden in 2020. A verdict delivered in the King Soopers shooting case in Colorado. Ahmaud Alyssa shot and killed 10 people in a grocery store there in 2021. Pled innocent by reasons of insanity, Boulder District Court Judge Ingrid Backe.
Jury verdict, count number 10, Eric Talley, murder in the first degree. We, the jury, find the defendant, Ahmaud Alyssa, guilty of count number 10, murder in the first degree.
The jury found the defendant guilty on all charges. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Trump Media today dropped to their lowest price in over a year. That sell-off coming after majority owner Donald Trump and others got the green light to start selling their stakes last week. Here's a check on Wall Street. Stocks finished the day higher. The Dow gained 61 points. The S&P 500 grew by 16. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ went up by nearly 26 points. CEO Elon Musk is announcing plans for SpaceX to launch at least 5 uncrewed Starship missions to Mars in 2 years, adding the first crewed mission timeline will depend on the success of the uncrewed flights. Southwest Airlines warning employees they will have to make difficult decisions ahead to boost profits. The heads up to its workforce comes as the carrier faces pressure from activist Elliott Investment Management. U.S. crude oil futures for November are under $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Now, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to 3. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. In a 3-point game on fourth down, Nick Sirianni passed up on a field goal 2 separate times and didn't convert either. And Sirianni needs to understand there's a difference between being aggressive and reckless, and he was the latter. Sure, the Eagles wound up winning, but Sirianni should send thank you notes to Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert, Philadelphia's defense, and Derek Carr, because the Eagles beat the Saints in spite of their coach. I'm Zach Gelb.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. 1 in 4 vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select Napa locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let Napa help you keep moving.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Your worst problems are going to be on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Had an accident there, very heavily backed up, pushing you back to Airport Boulevard. Also got some issues if you are coming off of I-110 North and trying to get off on North Davis Highway. Got some backups on that ramp as a result that's pushing back onto I-110. So be on the lookout for that as well. Outside of that, it's just a bit of the usual stuff. The intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road looking slightly worse than usual. Looks like we may have some runoff from North Davis Highway onto Burgess. If you are trying to avoid I-110 and North Davis Highway, and if you're taking the Palafox Way or maybe Burgess, we've got some heavy backups at that intersection. And then it's going to be Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Outside of that, it's just more of the usual areas. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. And Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And actually, scratch that, my goodness, another accident. If you're traveling eastbound on I-10, this is going to be if you are traveling towards Avalon Boulevard. So forgive me. Wow, there's traffic everywhere. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola, low of 73 tonight, mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 89, low of 74. And then Tuesday night, as we bleed into your Wednesday, we're going to have some chances of storms that last for a few days as well.
Okay, afternoon, everybody, and welcome to News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you today. Joining me, Eric Gilmore, of course. Eric is the Escambia County Public Safety Director and my personal teacher for all the FEMA certifications I ever got in this world. Eric, how you doing this afternoon?
Doing good, Chris. How you doing today?
You know, I'm always having a good day. I looked in the mirror this morning, saw I was still there, so I was feeling pretty darn good today.
Well, that's good.
Okay, potential tropical cyclone number 9. Looks like they're going to be changing that name pretty soon. Helene's going to take over in the next couple hours. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's right. So everything's pointing toward intensification, as they predicted. And what we're worried about is a rapid intensification because storms, you know, historically, and you're not supposed to compare storms. We always talk about right. that. Do right. not compare storms. But we do have a chance to rapid intensification, and they're expecting a major hurricane at landfall. So that's category 3 or higher, and some of the models even have it going to a strong Cat 4. So, yeah, we're definitely watching this one. We've been planning all day for this. We've been planning for a landfall right at us. That way, you know, you always plan for the worst,
sure.
and then you can scale back as things change. So we've been having meetings today at the EOC. We've had two state calls, statewide calls today, this morning and this afternoon. And then we had our 11 o'clock call with Mobile Weather for the prediction of where it's going to go. And the track looks like it's going to go somewhere in the Big Bend area. You could see the forecasted track, but Hurricane Hunters went in there, could not find the absolute center of circulation. So that's why we were planning for a major landfall here, because until we can define that where that circulation is, you really don't want to trust those models, even though they do a good job and they get them out here. But we don't want to be behind the ball, because this thing's going to intensify fast and it's going to make landfall fast, and our window for opportunity is going to close very fast.
The one thing I'm watching closely, Eric, and I've learned this over the years, the angle of the approach of the storm to the coast and how close the system tracks, say, for instance, in this case, to the west coast of Florida, going to be extremely important as those hurricane force winds and up to a 10-foot storm surge could occur along the entire west coast of Florida.
That's exactly right. So, tropical cyclones, they spin counterclockwise, which pushes the water up against the coastline. It goes east of us. We're on the west side of it. So we got the offshore flow. So we got everything blowing off the coast on us. So we won't have water stacking like they will up the coast of Florida. But you also got to remember that, you know, the Big Bend area, there's nowhere for that water to go. It just stacks right there. It goes right into the corner, the armpit of Florida, and just stacks right. So they're looking for large. They're going to do the storm surge prediction tomorrow, but they're expecting something catastrophic in that area because it's just got nowhere to go. It builds up the west coast. It stacks there in the bend.
You know, one of the things that we, and you and I have spoken about this on multiple occasions, we're at that stage right now of having to dispel a lot of myths. You know, you get these, the TV shows and all on there that are saying, it's going here, you better get it. Let's just kind of step back for a second. Somebody listening to us today, what do they need to do? They're saying this storm probably a Wednesday or Thursday landfall. You think that's pretty correct?
That's what we're seeing right now. That's pretty correct. So we're thinking of a Thursday landfall.
So what should people be doing here in this area right now?
That's a good question, Chris. So people should be planning today and at the latest tomorrow have a plan in place in case this track does not hold true.
Right.
Know your zone, know your home, know your plan. Make sure if you're going to stay, that you've got your non-perishable food items, your gallon of water per person per day. You've got your medications. We're going to lose power. You would lose power in a storm of this magnitude. And that you're taking care of your pets, your family, to include your children and any elderly ones that you care for, and make sure you've got everything you need for them. So your plans, because of the quickness of this storm coming out of the Caribbean and hitting the Gulf and then moving north pretty fast, you've got a very small window. It's not like a storm coming off the coast of Africa and we're watching it build and develop in the Atlantic, and then we've got tracks showing it going to the Gulf and you've got 7 days out. This is going to move very fast. So you should have your plans in place today or tomorrow solidified for what you're going to do. If you're leaving the area, make sure you know where you're going. Make sure somebody else knows where you're going, and have your plan in place. But yes, today and tomorrow is your window of opportunity, because things are going to deteriorate pretty fast if we get an impact in our area.
You know, I met you right when I moved from New Orleans, right after Katrina. I first met you guys over at the Emergency Operations Center. And I'm going to tell you from me experience, and I'm not going to talk, Eric, I promise, about a past storm. I won't bring that up. But I will tell you the importance of not really dedicating yourself to that cone of landfall. If you remember, Ivan, for instance, I'll tell you that Ivan, when it came to Pensacola, that thing was making a beeline for New Orleans. We evacuated the whole city. It was empty. It was like crickets. And then it took that right turn right into Pensacola. Listen, the only good storm, hurricane or whatever one, is a storm that's already made landfall and moving out of the area.
No, you're absolutely right about that. That's the only good hurricane, one that makes landfall, gets out of the area. But this one's got our attention. It really has our attention, and the reason it has our attention is because there's no defined center of circulation as of yet.
Right.
They're anticipating rapid intensification, and right now this is the best track in the modeling that they have. So until that center's defined, and then we know what the steering currents are, You just don't know. So that's why today we spent today getting our outside community partners prepped. having our discussion for our evacuation timelines, having discussion for our shelters, having everything established for emergency services, what are we going to need to bring in. And, of course, we're in a hurry up and wait, but we wanted to have a preliminary plan so we were not, you know, oh, my gosh, it's going to the west side now and it's taking a left turn and we need to get these things done.
Right.
That's too late. So if I'm going to preach to the public, I need you to be prepared. And today and tomorrow is your chance to get it done. And we better be as well prepared as well. So.
You know, it's not a hard thing to do, really. I'll tell you what I did. Even when there was no storms out there, I have my generators put for ventilation purposes outside in case I have to use it. I have all my boxes of wires ready to go. If the storm comes, I'm hurricane ready. I've got a plan in place. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do. We have all of our emergency communications, phone numbers, things like that. Everything's ready to go just in case.
There you go. And that's what you need to be. You need to be ready to go just in case, because these things could pop up at any time in the Gulf and develop pretty rapid. So, I try to be as prepared as well. Now, you know, throughout the summer, you get into your cases of water here and there. So you have to replenish.
Yes.
So I did replenish this weekend just in case. So I made sure my stock supplies are good to go. My family's going to be taken care of because I'm going to be tied up and busy at the emergency operations center. But having those plans and making sure your family's safe and a well-thought-out plan that you're, you know, everybody's taken care of. So, but no, Chris, you're absolutely right. I appreciate the thought about getting everybody prepared, because the public, if the public's prepared, it helps us respond faster. So to understand that is, you know, if you're prepared, then we can get out there and meet the needs of the people much faster, much quicker, get the community back on its feet. And we got a really resilient community to begin with. I mean, this is not the first time. We do have a lot of new people in the area, maybe not rode one of them out before, not know what they're about. But if you've got a neighbor, I promise you, or somebody in your that you work with who's ridden one out, pick their brain if you're uncertain. So they can give you a little historical knowledge. So.
Yeah, that's great advice. What is the rotation now for updates? They are every 12 hours, or how are they coming out?
So they will be coming out every 12 hours. We saw the 4 o'clock this afternoon, so the 4 o'clock came out. And it's something that they just update the modeling. But we'll see the 10 o'clock. We'll see the 6 o'clock advisory or 5 o'clock advisory in the morning. So we'll start seeing those things come out more rapidly. And with that information, we'll take that information, we'll decipher it and determine our best plan of action. But I will say this, even right now as a track, if it holds true and it goes to the west of us, we're still going to see, even though we're, you know, don't look at the cone. The cone is where the eye of the storm is going to make landfall. It's not just not all the pieces of the storm. The storm is going to be big. It's going to be a big storm. It'll be a widespread storm. So while we get the offshore flow, we're still going to see rain. So we still can see 5 to 6 inches of rain in our area. We can see some isolated rain as those bands wrap around. It'll be to the west of us or to the east of us. But on the west side, while we won't see the major stuff with the tornadic activity in the northeast quadrant, we're still going to see a lot of rain, a lot of localized flooding. So be prepared for that. So I don't want anybody just to let your guard down because, oh, the cone's going over here and we're not going to see anything out of it. That's not correct. The storm goes well outside the cone as far as the impacts do. So I want everybody to understand that as well.
And you're absolutely right with all of these. I've been talking about this now since this storm popped up. But I think Wednesday morning's going to be our critical day to tell what's going on.
You're right. Wednesday, right, we should have a well-defined eye. We should have a better handle on the intensity and absolutely narrow down the track. So we look at the GFS model, the European model. There are a couple other models in there we look at. And when those spaghetti models start getting tightened up and they start going in the same place together, that's when our confidence goes up. They're still kind of a little bit widespread right now with all the modeling. If you look, I mean, they're not greatly widespread. Usually on a storm, you'll see something from Texas all the way to Tampa.
Right.
And when it does that, then it's anybody's guess, right? But now we're starting to see it somewhere like, you know, Mobile over to Tampa. So we're starting to see it kind of narrow up. When that thing gets really tightened up, that's when we get our confidence level high.
A little more definitive projection notice there.
That's correct.
Okay, Eric Gilmore. Hey, listen, I really appreciate your time today. I know you're busy right now, but thank you so much, Eric Gilmore, Escambia County Public Safety Director, my former FEMA teachers. Hey, Eric, go out and make it a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted me to pick up. Eric, we love you.
So anyway, we just learned in the past 12 minutes a whole lot, and I hope you got a chance. If you didn't, you can go to our website, or you can go on our app, and you can play this back. Isn't this archive, right?
Yes. We have every hour of Pensacola right now, we have on our podcast page at newsradio923.com.
That's great, because he passed along some real key and critical information that you need to know about.
Absolutely. 5:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour and then ease you into your 6 o'clock hour on your drive home on this Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months are the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit through PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, tax title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Ugly Inc. is the Gulf Coast leader in personality DJ entertainment. If you're planning a wedding, why not use the best entertainment for less? Their personality DJs perform over 100 weddings each year. They'll make your wedding reception one you and your guests will remember for many years to come. Call Boogie Inc. at 850-438-1660 or go to BoogieInc.com. Boogie Inc. is the Gulf Coast leader in personality DJ entertainment. Remember, wherever Boogie goes, a party's bound to follow.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Cola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. All right. So I was just straight up not prepared for the roads when I went into our last traffic update because it was seeming to be pretty smooth sailing. And then, man, it got backed up fast. All right. So North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Still have some backups there because of an accident report. Same with the intersection at Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Still very heavily backed up at this time. Highway 29 traveling northbound coming from the I-10 area and then continuing northbound towards the intersection with Nine Mile Road is still backed up. And also we had another accident report on I-10. If you were traveling eastbound on Avalon Boulevard or towards Avalon Boulevard, you are now backed up onto Escambia Bay. The congestion has greatly worsened over the course of the last 15, 20 minutes. We also have some backups now on Olive Road. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound towards Scenic Highway. So just all kinds of congestion in the Pensacola areas and on I-10, as I said, traveling towards Avalon Boulevard. Hopefully, outside of those several spots, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow should be a nice day. High of 89, sunny skies, low of 74. But late Tuesday night, bleeding into your Wednesday, we are going to see the increase of some storm chances. It'll affect you over the next few days.
Okay, 555, News Radio 92.3. You know the man accused of plotting to kill former President Trump at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida?
Yeah.
Well, they decided he's going to remain in lockup for now. Fox's Eben Brown is down in Broward County with this report.
Ryan Wesley Ruth appeared in a federal courtroom in West Palm Beach just a little more than a week following his arrest for allegedly trying to assassinate former President Trump. Before the hearing, U.S. prosecutors released their memo detailing much of their evidence so far, including a note claiming to have attempted the assassination. During the hearing, it was revealed that since being jailed, Ruth admitted his acts in a phone call. He's currently being held on only federal weapons charges, though prosecutors tell the judge they plan to indict him for the attempted assassination. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, if he had, like, there were talks about him stalking Trump and with the note and obviously with the gun aimed at where he was supposed to be. I mean, I agree with trying to charge him as such. Also, we had, excuse me, speaking of the Trumps, former First Lady Melania, she's going to sit down for a rare interview later this week. She will speak with Fox News for a sit-down that will air on Fox and Friends on Thursday. Trump has not given an interview in more than 2 years and hasn't been seen much on the campaign trail. She appeared at the Republican National Convention, but she did not give a speech. The interview comes as she prepares to release her new book, Melania, on October 8th.
Okay, so you think you could live without your smartphone for a year?
No. I just use it too much.
Well, researchers are observing how Utah teens will endure, indeed, a year without their smartphones. Well, Fox's Lisa Brady has a story in this House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Dozens of teens in Utah are taking on a tech challenge, giving up their phones for about a year.
It made me feel just like so unproductive and so just gross, and like my day was a waste.
That's 18-year-old Lauren Fellers, one of the teens giving up their phones. She said she'd spend at least 3 hours a day on her phone using social media. The program is by the nonprofit Rewild the Child.
I can focus on being present in my life. Instead of focusing on what other people are posting or what they're doing, I can focus on what I need to do and just not waste my time.
A big part of the program is to get those who ditch their phones to interact with each other in person in the great outdoors. The program's founder, Glenn Anderson, says he's concerned about how social media is impacting the mental health of young people, with depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, and self-harm all skyrocketing. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Yeah, man, I don't know. It's just, for me, it's a matter of, as that one kid said, like, as far as productivity, I do a lot of stuff on my phone. It's not just, oh, just scrolling on social media, but I do that too. Yeah, because it is. It's a means to help with productivity, but also entertainment.
Well, speaking of entertainment, the music continues tomorrow night. Tuesday is Bands of the Beach.
That was a good segue.
Crosstown hits the Casino Beach Pavilion stage 7 o'clock. Bring along those blankets, beach chairs, and leave the pets and glass at home.
Yeah, and kind of a wacky story to round out this hour. Janet Jackson says that she has heard that Vice President Kamala Harris isn't black. In an interview published by The Guardian on Saturday, the pop star was asked how she feels about the possibility of the first black female U.S. president, and Jackson responded by saying that she's heard Harris is Indian and that her father is white, which is not true. Harris is the daughter of Jamaican-American economist Donald J. Harris, who is black. Her mother came to the U.S. from India. An apology came shortly after the publication of Jackson's comments. However, her brother, who serves as her manager, said there was no authorization for the walk back and it did not come directly from Janet.
So
weird.
We needed that clarification this afternoon.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, early voting 2024 general election isn't that far away. Go ahead and put this down on your calendar. 33 days, October 26th through November 2nd. Escambia, 31 days, October 21st through November 2nd in Santa Rosa counties. Don't forget to go out and vote.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.